Psalms chapter number 37. I did not come to preach at this camp meeting. I don't shirk my responsibility, but I really honestly did not plan to preach. But I don't want to take it lightly either. And this passage of Scripture is upon my heart, and I just want to share a few things from the Word of the Lord. And I trust God will help us. Would you stand this morning for the reading of the Word of the Lord? Psalms 37, starting at verse number 1. Psalms 37, verse number 1. Says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Verse number one again, the first two words, David says, fret not. I just want to preach to you this morning on the fight not to fret. The fight not to fret. May the Lord bless you as you're seated. Amen. As you are, let me just remind some of you ministers, we'd love to have you at a meeting in January, the last Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in January is a minister's meeting. The information's in the Holiness Messenger, and it's just a wonderful time of 3 days of preachers fellowshipping. And I believe this coming year is the 9th year, and just has been a marvelous experience, and God's done some wonderful things through that meeting. And we just open it to you, and we'd love to have you be with us in that meeting, Brother Randy Webb and Brother Lloyd Shoecraft and Brother Lynn Head and Brother Ralph Horton and men like that have been preaching it. And it's men that you respect and are beneficial to our movement. Amen. So I just want to remind you of that. And we'd love for you to come and be with us. Amen. But as we look to the Word of the Lord this morning, David says, fret not. You know, there's only a certain amount of energy that all of us have. There's only a certain amount of strength that we have and energy that we have. And the Hebrew word here has the idea to kindle, to burn, to melt away. And so what David says, fret not, or kindle not, or don't spend energy worrying about things that you really can't solve anyway. Fret not. Now maybe you never worry about things, and maybe this is one of those messages that you kind of just tuck away, and in a few weeks these scriptures are reminded to you again by the Spirit of the Lord. But I really feel it's the will of God for us to pay attention to the Word of the Lord. And this psalm is not just one about David's prayers, although there are many psalms of his prayers. This psalm is not one about praising the Lord, although there are many psalms about praising the Lord. This is simply about trusting God in tough times. It's simply about relying upon God, regardless of the circumstances that we are in, to trust Him and to be able to fret not. I pastored a lady one time that, you know, sometimes you get a call on Monday or Tuesday, they're worrying, or Thursday or Friday, something happened. This lady in the middle of church, you could see the Spirit of God moving, and you could start preaching, and you could almost see a turn, right? I mean, just as visible as anything, that just worry and anxiety just began to envelop her life. I mean, she could lose the victory, not on Monday or Tuesday. She could lose the victory sitting right there in the house of the Lord. Just start worrying about everything. Just start absolutely fretting about things. And it's like David said, that there's a candle of my energy. There's a candle of my strength. And if I allow the enemy and I allow circumstances, it's just going to dwindle down and it's going to burn up. So David starts this psalm and he says, fret not. Fret not. I'm not going to fret about some of these things. Now, there's four things that he wants to give to us, and I want to share them with you, and I'll be done and out of your way. But the first thing is in verse number 3. David says, if you don't want to fret, the first thing you've got to do, you have to trust in the Lord. Completely, wholeheartedly, confidence in God. Is there anybody this morning you have confidence in God? Amen. That if you have absolute, resolute confidence that God can bring you through anything. That God has all power in heaven and in earth, and God is going to bring us through. David said, I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to put my confidence in God. That's why the Bible said that the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Yes. Yes. Brother Bridges talked about glorifying Jesus, and it reminded me of a story that happened on the anniversary of 9-1-1. There was an anniversary service down on River Street in Savannah. Brother Baker, who owns the funeral homes and is also an elder in the Methodist Church, he underwrote the expense of having this anniversary celebration, and they brought in state dignitaries and local congressmen and had all kinds of military presence and bands playing. Because we're good friends, he asked me to give the opening prayer. It was estimated some 5,000-6,000 people. Television stations were there and broadcasting it live. I thought it was a great honor. And it was one that I wanted to take advantage of. So maybe you don't agree with this, but I wrote my prayer out. I got in my office and I said, Lord, I don't want to just ramble. I mean, I want every word to count. I want every word to be anointed. So I worked on it, and I worked on it for 2 weeks getting it ready. And I thought, boy, Lord, if you'll breathe on this, I can get anointed praying this, Lord. And so right before we go out, the dignitaries are in this room, and they're getting ready to take us out. And this little guy comes in, and he's got headsets on and 3 or 4 pagers and cell phones, and he's the guy that's running the program. And he says, now, they hadn't given me a time frame. They just told me I was praying. He comes over there and he says, now, you got about 60 seconds to pray. Now, I just shot about 2/3 of my prayer out right there. He said, now also, are you going to be praying in the name of Jesus? Well, I said, absolutely. Yes, sir. He said, well, now this is an interfaith celebration, an American patriotic faith. And I said, sir, I might be able to cooperate on that 60-second issue, but I guarantee you I'll be praying in the name of Jesus. Well, he was all shook up, and he went to get somebody else to bring him over there, but it's time to go. And I thought, if I could just delay and get out on stage, he's not going to stop anything. So we got out there, and boy, sure enough, I started reading my prayer. When I come down to the end of it, I didn't pray just in the name of Jesus. I started and I wanted to wax on and on in the name above every name. In the name that reached down into the miry pit of sin and saved my soul. Man, I prayed about 10 or 15 things about the name of Jesus. Amen. I have that confidence in Him this morning today. Amen. I trust in God. Amen. I believe He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we are able to ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And I fret not this morning, first of all, because I trust in the Lord. I said I trust Him. He makes no mistakes. He's got all power. He knows right where I'm at. He knows right what I'm facing. He knows the hairs that are numbered on my head. He knows my uprising. He knows my down sitting. I said He knows everything about me. And I can trust in the Lord. And David said, number 2, after you trust Him, delight yourself in the Lord. Make yourself happy in the Lord. Oh, this morning, can I tell you, friend? Amen. I'm not fretting because I'm rejoicing in the goodness of God. I said, you can delight yourself in God. I said you can make yourself happy. My Bible still says that happy is the people whose God is the Lord. I said our God has not changed. Our God is the same yesterday, the same today, and the same forever. And we can delight ourselves in Him. Now notice David said, delight thyself. It's not the job of the camp meeting preachers to make you delight yourself in the Lord. It's not the choir's responsibility. It's not the MC's responsibility. David said, delight thyself. Delight thyself in. How many want to trust God in tough times? I really felt this morning when I opened this up, and I don't have any notes. I'm just kind of, give me about 15 more minutes and I'll be done. But earlier this year, I just got so sick and tired of hearing how bad everything was. I really did. I don't know if you can get fed up as a preacher, but I almost just got fed up like God wasn't going to take care of His people. Like God had forgotten about us. And it's like the people of God were worried about what everything else was going on and what everybody else was doing. And we could not get happy or delight ourselves because of all of the bad news. Amen. I'm going to tell you this morning, friend. Amen. I don't know the path that America is going to choose. Amen. We don't know prophetically what's going to unfold in our country. Amen. Every Bible reader here understands that America does not seem to play a prominent role in Bible prophecy. Amen. The rise of China. We know Russia's still there. Egypt, Germany, Turkey, Syria. Amen. Europe. We see all of those players. Islam, Israel. But where is America? We don't seem, may I pray to God, maybe that will be one of the allies of Israel. It doesn't even seem to be like we're that right now. But this thing I do know, that when I read God's word, that He's promised He's going to take care of the church. He did say the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell. So be it, America or any other nation. But He promised to take care of the believers. He promised to take care of the church. He promised, my friend, that He would always be with us. And this morning, I said, I'm happy in the Lord that has never done me anything but good. I rejoice in that I'm saved. Are you still feeling with the Holy Ghost? I said Jesus Christ is ready to come and the trumpet is ready to sound. I said the church is fixing to leave this world. We ought to be a happy people in God. And it seemed like the worse the economic news got, boy, people just got all nervous. And I hadn't preached this about 5 or 6 months ago in my church, but I just felt like reminding you of this morning that God's economy is different than what goes on in the economy of the world. Whether Wall Street goes up or down, it doesn't affect my tithes and my offerings. Oh, does it? Does your Bible still say, give and it shall be given? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You can say yes or no. You can say none of your business. Missions offerings this year, up or down? Still coming in. Could you use more help? 4 or 5 missionaries that I've talked to, only one. The Sumners in Honduras, their offerings have went up. But seemed like other missionaries said, support seems to be slowing down. Why? We had one man in my church get laid off. One. They made it sound like America was fixing to go out of business. It didn't sound like we was going to live last 72 more hours. Like we just going to have to fold up and sell out. Amen. General Motors going to go out. Amen. Ford going to go out. Everything's going bankrupt. We won't even be a country by Monday. But friend, you know what? The sun came up and we just rolled out of bed and we started living like we've always done. And God's going to be faithful and God's going to provide the need. And as the people of God, He said, give and it shall be given. He said that he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly, but he that sows bountifully shall reap bountifully. And so in January, I promise to God, I'll give more than I've ever given before. Amen. You say you shouldn't say things like that. I'm just telling you, friend, it's more than just preaching it. I stood out on faith and I said, God, I want this to be the year I give you more than ever. We're in a building program in January. I pledged $5,000 to our building program. I'm not talking about tithes. I'm not talking about offerings. I'm talking about a pledge. A $5,000 pledge. I've never pledged that much. That was over five times the money I had in my checking and saving accounts putting together. You know what? God is my witness. You know me. I'm not a fly-by-night. I'm not a charismatic. But I'm telling you what God has done. I got a letter from a preacher in Arkansas that just said, I believe in what you're doing, and sent me $1,000. I've never preached in his church. We don't talk on the telephone. I could tell you his name, but where he lives and his, I don't know anything like that. Why do you think God did that? I took that $1,000 and I put it on my pledge in my church. And I said, God, I thank you. Amen. $4,000 I've been able to make so far on that pledge. And about $2,900 has come from people that just said, I believe in what you're doing. And I just want to give this. And I'm saying, God, I delight myself in you. I give you the praise. I give you the glory. Amen. I go on record and tell you that the tithes and the offerings of our church, and it's not because they're listening to the news, but it's their trust in God. Amen. This year has been ever better than it's ever been in the history of the church. There's no reason. Amen. There's got to be a direct correlation between the way God is blessing and the souls that He has saved and the lives that He has filled. When the people of God just begin to open up and say, God, you're in control. God, you're running the show. That we've leaned on the flesh and we've leaned on government and we leaned on everything else. But God, this morning, we're leaning on you. I said, you're our hope. You're our strength. Oh, God, you're our help today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can ask my wife is my witness. A few weeks ago, the Sunday after our camp meeting, Brother Head, I had preached a youth camp in June. I cast the check, and I had the money in my pocket. And I gave it to preachers during my camp meeting. I just do that. You think preachers are stingy guts? I got news for you. Preachers I know are the givenest people. The givenest people. And I'm not talking about my tithes. I'm just talking about offerings. Those preachers that came in, I gave out somewhere between $800 to $1,000. Whatever I had out of that youth camp offering, I gave it to preachers that I felt led during my camp meeting. The Sunday morning, this is for the glory of God. I'm not, please, this is so out of character for me to even say stuff like this. But the Sunday morning after my camp meeting, I'm standing in the lobby. Within 5 minutes, maybe even 3 minutes, Brother Ellington, I had one lady come up and say, you remember Brother J.C.'s brother when you went over to that funeral in South Carolina? And hey, I remember that. And his other brother got a good job up in Atlanta and said he really liked the way that you preached that funeral. And he's doing good now and he wanted to send you an offering. Another man walked up, farmer in my church, and say, God told me to give you this. It's not for the church. This is for you. By the time I left the church house, I had $1,625 in my pocket. I'm telling you, friend, if you give, I said it shall be given. I said I don't want God to get sparing with me. I said I need the blessings of God. Hear me, friend. When we start pulling back on God, when we start getting worried about God, how God's going to do it, and we get tight on God, and we start squeezing the offering, and squeezing the budget, and squeezing the preacher, it's only going to get worse. But my Bible said that if we give God the first fruits, if we give Him the first fruits of all thine increase, the barns are going to burst out with the abundance of God. I said this morning, do you believe God's going to take care of His church? I said, do you believe that God is going to take care of His church? David said, trust in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord. Commit, number three, commit thy way unto the Lord. Number four, rest in the Lord. Rest. Stand still. Be quiet. Stand still. Be quiet. What do you do, Moses, when you come to the Red Sea? When you hear the armies of Pharaoh? When you look in the Red Sea, it's got you closed off. When you can't go back, and you can't go forward, and you can't go left, and you can't go right. He said, stand still and see the salvation. I said, what do you do this morning when you're facing a Red Sea? I said, stand still. Still, I said, stand still when you got a doctor's report. You know, stand still. Stand still when you're needing a better job. When you're needing a raise on the job, stand still. When you need God to turn it around, stand still. I said, stand still. Oh, rest in the Lord. Believe God's going to take care of us. Some of you are trying to decipher what I said about 5 or 10 minutes ago. Ask them young guys. They always like to get that charismatic stuff going on that money. They always like to get it going. Some of you still worried about that money. Hey man, I'm not worried a bit about your money. Hey man, I'm worried about a move of God. I'm worried about the blessings of the Holy Ghost. Hey man, and when the church starts reading the USA Today and feeling how things are going to go, instead of reading the Bible, we're headed in the wrong direction. Why don't we trust God? Why don't we shake ourselves and say it's never looked brighter for the church, that the church is not going down. The church is getting ready. I said to go up. We're not going out of business, but the lights are still on. Brother Burdine said, and I'm listening. I'm listening for the sound. You believe this morning God's going to take care of His church? Fret not. Fret not. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Fret not. I just don't understand what God's trying to do. Fret not. Fret not. Would you just stand with me right now? Lift your hand in the air and say, Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. Fret not.